Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC's 10 stores are collecting donations for 12 local food banks during a spring food drive this month. Donations are used to purchase healthy bulk foods at wholesale prices. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, I hope that trip to Amsterdam was worth the cold you picked up on the airliner.
Actually, we didn't go just to Amsterdam. We flew into Amsterdam and stayed in Delft, which is a small town to the south of Amsterdam, about an hour's train ride away. Famous for blue and famous for their porcelain. Now you're going to ask me, did I go to the porcelain factory? The answer is no, I did not.
Oh, Nancy. Yes,
appalling. I knew nothing about the Netherlands. Nothing. Zero. All I know is that Mac went there for part of a year when he was in college. He hasn't been back since, and he was starving because he rode his bike everywhere. People ride their bikes everywhere. It is the most amazing thing I ever saw.
Okay, well, let's get to the chow.
The chow? That's the most important part. You know, so I did know that there was going to be herring, and I love herring, and plenty of it. The first time I had it, they cut the herring into little pieces, sprinkled diced white onion all over it, and some pickle. So you could just eat it with a fork, or you could have it on a little bun. They sell them like a sandwich.
Herring on a bun. You know, that would make a very nice pattern for a men's suit.
A herring bun suit?
Oh, I gave you the pleasure of saying it.
You're killing me.
Please continue, Ms. Leeson.
Okay. Well, the herring is raw, okay? So it's been brined just a little bit. It's basically raw. You can also hold it by its tail and eat the whole dang thing, right? You know,
is it alive and begging when you do that?
Don't do it. Probably the best thing I ate was not the frites, which are, again, on every corner. There's frites shops. There's frites with every dinner you
By
order
which
in
you
a
mean
restaurant.
French fries.
They're like steak fries.
They're what
we would call steak fries, okay? They're serious fries. And they serve them with mayonnaise on the side. So you dip it in mayonnaise, which I think is going to become a thing in my house now. Or the curry mayonnaise I like. If you're lucky, you can get some of that. What I really, really loved was something called kibbling. It's chunks of codfish that are fried. Oh, it was the freshest, most delicious fish I've ever tasted.
It was just deep fried codfish, like fish and chips codfish?
Like fish and chips codfish, hold in this case the chips or even the frites.
Battered or anything, or just the fish?
Definitely battered. And there was something a little spicy salty on the one I had at a farmer's market in Oostervik. And it was great because a little old woman walked by and she saw us eating out of these containers of fish, just sharing them with her eyes were real big. And she said, schmeckelecker, which is my new favorite word in the world. Max says it translates as like enjoy or it's delicious or something, a schmeckelecker.
That's a great word. Yeah, that's a great
I'm going to use it for everything now. And of course, I also had plenty of beer. Beer everywhere. Along with the beer, I had to have Genever. You know what that is?
That is gin, isn't it?
That's right. That's a juniper-flavored liquor.
Proto-gin.
That's a big deal there. And then it's way, way, way strong. High proof.
Yeah, yeah. Curse of the working man. That was the crack of the 17th century. That really sounds like a great time. De Groot, and, well, I should say, De Groot.
De Groot.
She's always wanted to go visit Holland for obvious reasons.
In the meantime, Stein, I think the only thing you could do is eat these stroop waffles.
What are they?
They're waffle cookies that are filled with stroop. It's a dark brown sugar syrup.
Oh, my.
Just real crunchy and delightful.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, I'm holding you to that. I've got to have some of those. With the globe-trotting Nancy.
Schmeckelecker.
That's easy for you to say. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.